Hey, Ted Leitner joins us. 38 years with the San Diego Padres, voice on radio. And do you do any TV?
I do not now. I did for a long, long time. We used to alternate between radio and television.
Right.
And then Larry Lucchino came in from Baltimore as the CEO. And Larry said, no. At Baltimore, we have a radio team and a television team, right. And we don't go back and forth. And so that was the end of my television career erstwhile.
Right. Well, they say it's a face for radio, so that's
good. No question about that.
But, Ted, 38 years with the Padres, and I know you're a basketball guy, and as soon as I saw you, I said, I did go to the University of Florida, and we had a moment last night. It was pretty cool.
No question. And I've done San Diego State football and basketball since 1978, and went to Gainesville one time, got pounded when Billy was down there as the coach, and they were just rolling. And San Diego State had a good team, but not as good as Florida.
And I love the coach at San Diego State. I think he's
Steve Fisher is one of the all-timers, man. One of the absolute all-timers. You know my favorite story? The Aztecs played in the Mountain West Tournament in Las Vegas, and the women's team that preceded the Aztec male game had Fresno State, whomever, had won, and they were in the locker room right next to San Diego State, and they were scooping and yelling and banging on the walls and going crazy, and the security guard lady went in there and told them to be quiet, San Diego State's got a game, and they're next door, and yet, and someone told Steve Fisher that happened, and he left his team, went outside, went into the Fresno State locker room and told them, hey, you just won a championship. You should be screaming and yelling and pounding on the doors and the walls. Go right ahead.
Very good.
See, it's a small little story, but it tells you Steve Fisher.
Well, I always say, show me the man first.
Amen.
And that's
amen.
What Philippe Alou said. Ted Leitner with us. Ted, the Padres are here. We're going to see you Friday of that opening week for three games down in San Diego. They always play the Giants tough. I know the Giant fans travel, but what about this San Diego team? And here in spring training, what can we expect this year?
You know, Marty, it is what it is. I hate that cliche, but it's become cliche number one. The Padres are building. The Padres have stripped it down. They're building, and they're not lying to anybody. They're not saying, oh, we're going to go out there and compete, and we're going to win this thing, might get a wild card. They thought that a couple of years ago. They really thought that. They went for it. They opened up the checkbook and said, hey, A.J. Preller, new GM, go for it. And he acquired Matt Kemp, and he got Justin Upton, and he got Norris from Oakland, and he got Shields, and he got Kimbrel. It was absolutely unbelievable. The city was just on fire, and so was I. Because I've seen, in my 38 years, I saw Bruce Bochy in San Francisco the first time he played you guys last year, and he yelled out to me, hey, Ted, how many years? At that time, I said, 37. And he said, five good. I said, well, you would know. You were there for those five as the manager, the all-time winningest manager of the team. So now, they did that, Marty, for years. You know, they have a middling payroll, and they try to compete, pick up a veteran, but now they're doing it the right way.
Okay.
From within. Drafting, signing. A.J. Preller is a brilliant, brilliant man as the general manager and knows international scouting. That's what he did with the Texas Rangers and signed some big-name guys there. You got Logan White now who signed Kemp and signed Kershaw and all those guys during Logan's time with the Dodgers. They've got Don Welke with 1,000 years of baseball experience. So for the first time in my life, in a franchise that I've worked for, they quite honestly has drafted poorly.
Yeah.
As bad as any team in sport, not just baseball. You look at the list of number ones and number twos in previous administrations, no offense to them, that never saw the major leagues. It's uncanny how many they missed on ones and twos. Yeah. And then no signing of an international star from the Dominican or Venezuela ever. So that combination has been, thank God for Kevin Towers' trading ability when he was the GM, and that got the Padres into playoffs, in 96 and 98 and 2005 and 2006. So now they're doing it the right way, as in, hey, not worried about the payroll, drafting, signing. They've spent $80 million on international signings, way above what you're allowed. And we'll pay the tax. We'll pay the tax, whatever. We've done that. And they've done that, plus last year's June free agent draft, getting Paul Quantrill's son, Cal, as the number one pick as a pitcher.
Very close.
So at least I feel it's going to be a couple of years, but I feel confident that the organization knows what the heck they're doing.
Oh, very good. Ted Leitner with very good. There are some names here. Renfro, we saw last year.
Oh, yeah.
And we saw a couple at the end of the season who I thought could play.
No question. We were broadcasting yesterday, and Tom Seidler came in, one of our owners, of the Seidlers, of the O'Malley family, of the Dodger fan.
Sure.
And just wonderful guys who just purely love baseball. They don't know how much money they have. They never act like they have any money. They have money. They just are baseball fans, fanatics, that want to win. Like, that gives me another warm feeling. So Tom said, Mullies, and that's the guy I just mentioned.
Renfro.
Yeah. Renfro. Big time. It's been so long since the Padres, like I said, in terms of a number one draft choice to actually get to the major leagues, and you look at him and you don't get that.
Talkin' Baseball with Marty Lurie continues live from Giant Spring Training at Scottsdale Stadium on KNBR 680.
All right, nice to have you back with us with our new Comrex machine here. And as Ted was making a great point, we went into, we dropped the line for a second.
I hate when that happens. Marty, I was this close to being semi-interesting for one of the few times in my career, and we lost the line.
What do you think about this National League West?
You know, I think, and I haven't seen that much. I was doing some, like I said, some basketball play-by-play and missed a few games early on in the first couple of weeks of spring training and before San Diego State was eliminated and didn't have a postseason for the first time in 11 years. So I'm here more than I have been. I think Colorado will be better. I know Arizona will be better. Absolutely. Yeah. Shelby Miller seems to be coming on back, and Greinke will probably, you think, would be better, not as, you know, like he was last year. Even last year, he's better than most, but still was not Greinke. And I think they will be. And the Giants are the Giants, and the Dodgers have the best team, I do believe, okay, and more money than, you know, than anybody should be allowed to have.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that when their managing partner was asked about a year after they bought the club for like the $2 billion, and they said, "Is there a, when there's when you need someone at the trade deadline or whatever, is there a limit to what you can spend?" And Mark Walter said, "Yeah, no, I don't think so." And I thought, uh-oh, the National League West has got a Steinbrenner and the Yankees, they're in a heap of trouble.
But the funny thing is they haven't spent a ton of money, really. They're doing it, you know, through player development and all that.
I think they're doing a combination. When they first made the big deal, they got Adrian Gonzalez and all those guys, they picked up a couple of $100 million in payroll.
True.
So they went nuts, and I think you're right, though. They've now decided, okay, we did that. Now let's cut it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's stop paying all this tax on our spending, payroll tax. With the MLB, and let's start to draft. And their farm system is a top 10 right now in terms of all the teams that get rated by all these services. So you're right. They're a combination of both now.
Yeah, Andrew Friedman from Tampa brings that over,
right,
and Farhan Zaid from Oakland.
Very much metrics, very much, you know, guys into it with incredibly bright MIT, Harvard kind of guys.
That's the game.
And they're doing a combination of, yeah, we got the money, but we're going to be studying and doing a Billy Bean kind of a thing at the very same time. That's pretty bright.
All right. Great to have you on. Thanks.
Thanks
for being on with us.
Anytime.
Love seeing you, obviously, up in San Francisco all the time, 38 years.
Yeah, man.
But there were five good ones.
Five good ones.
Ted, thanks so much.
Thanks, Marty.
All right, more coming up, KNBR 680, the Sports Leader.